And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. Love this place, Alabama. I'm talking about this show, man. Y'all, it goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, even Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a big swath of our listening area across the northern part of the state. Southern Immediate Care, y'all, they are open 7 days a week. I mean, they will see all ages, pediatric up to geriatric. I mean, they'll see it all. And I'm going to be honest with you, this is who I use. Southern Immediate Care is where I've been going for a while, a lot longer than they've been advertising. And every time I have walked in the door, the places are always clean. They are professional. They are friendly. And you can get like your shots there, your x-rays there on site. Southern Immediate Care. By the way, the owner of the chain, I know him personally. The guy's a right side ruffian, and I just appreciate the fact that they've chosen to sponsor the show. So, yep, Southern Immediate Care. You wake up on a Saturday morning, somebody's got a fever. What do? You don't wait till Monday. You find the location nearest to you online for Southern Immediate Care, and you go check it out. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me grab that real quick. Line one, Alan Hartzell. How you doing, man?
I'm upright and breathing still. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Since Democrats always vote together in lockstep.
Yeah.
And they nominated Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, yeah.
Those eight people that crossed over to get rid of McCarthy. Is it possible legally for Hakeem Jeffries to become Speaker of the House?
It absolutely is.
That would be a mess.
It would be a big
that
mess.
That would be a mess.
That'd be a huge mess. And so that's, yeah, is it legal? Absolutely. That's why he's nominated from the floor. They always nominate the Democrat on the odd chance that something crazy happens. Now, the magic number is 217, and the Democrats can't get there by themselves. But if you had, I'm going to say the number is like five or six Republican moderates who chose to just make a point, and they decided to go vote for the Democrat, which, by the way, if they did that, I'd say they need to be expelled from the party, and they know that. They would probably lose their position in the party. But if that happened, then yes, Hakeem Jeffries could be the next Speaker of the House.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking it was 212 Democrats, which means you'd have to have probably six to cross over.
Yeah.
Well, it was eight that crossed over to get rid of McCarthy. So I'm wondering, that would be a heck of a mess to have a Democrat as a Speaker of the House and a Republican majority.
You wouldn't get anything done. You wouldn't get anything done at all. I mean, he would be appointing people to chairmanships that they wouldn't be allowed to get anything done on, and it'd be a mess. It'd be a complete mess.
That's one. All the investigations that's been going on for the last year or so, all that would go out the window.
It would, because the Speaker's office approves the subpoenas. Yeah.
That's been bothering me ever since McCarthy was asked. And I was wondering, I'm not a lawyer, so I didn't know.
Well, it's been a long time since somebody was ever tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail, but I'm pretty sure some Republicans decided to defect and bring Hakeem Jeffries into power. That's exactly what would happen.
That's funny. But like I said, there's just one that was bothering me, and I thought,
all right, man.
Since I'm not a lawyer, I would ask.
No worries.
Somebody that is.
Appreciate you, Alan. Have a great weekend, man. I got a bunch of text messages. By the way, I have a piece here from Axios. Phil, did you go to Axios? I did. Axios has a little scandalous piece. They say that there had been a meeting between Scalise and Jim Jordan that basically was like a back and forth, like, okay, listen, you won the vote, Steve Scalise. But if you don't get on the floor and get the votes you need, then we got to flip it and you turn around and nominate me, said Jim Jordan, allegedly. You know, what's the point? I mean, the point of the article. Well, the point of the article is trying to make it look like the article is trying to make Jim Jordan look like a bad guy. Like, well, if you don't get the votes, then you get, it's my turn then. And it quotes, you know, unnamed GOP lawmakers with knowledge of the conversation who say things like, Jim Jordan is out. No one's ever going to vote for that guy now. Whatever. Axios, I mean, let's be clear. Axios does not want a conservative in the Speaker's house or Speaker's office. They don't. They don't at all. And I don't, you know what? If that conversation happened, so what? Anyway, the bottom line is this. We've got stuff going on right now that needs to get tended to, and we need the distraction of who's going to be the speaker put behind us. So I hope, my sincere hope, in fact, my call is for the folks in the Republican Party in D.C. to get their act together this weekend and come in on Monday and say, and here we are, call the vote and get it done. And my sincere hope is then that also it's Jim Jordan. I got a bunch of text messages over here, so let me see what I got. Talk about the parachuter lady. Raven from Russell says, yep, only landed twice, but flown bunches. There you go. I got off the ground in an aircraft a bunch of times, came back without it. John from Huntsville says, since skydiving, in my opinion, is a dangerous and scary activity, I'm going to give McQueen massive extra credit points for telling a scary, stupid story of the day. What I'm seeing right now is what we're hearing is McQueen's already won. Yeah. She's got the high score for the day. JT from Lacey Springs says, here's a funny from Larry's Pistol and Pawn. Have a great weekend. I can't, I'm not talking about that on the line, on the air, but there it is. John C. from Madison says, we have a lady at our church that's 105 years old. We've talked to her about making a tandem parachute jump. She hasn't said yes, but she hasn't said no. Well, she could break the record. 105 years old. I mean, sweet lady. And I'll be honest with you. I've got a soft spot now for that lady from Chicago.
I have a soft spot. I'm like, don't do it.
But then again, it would be cool if a lady from right here in our listening area broke the record.
105, then we could have her on.
Oh!
Or we could just do a remote and you could jump with her.
Oh!
There we go. Just saying. I like it.
I have now gone down the road in my mind of all the possibilities. You just outlined. Okay. Listen, John C., you got to get her on board, man. You got to get her on board. Daryl from Tony just commenting on the bumps, boom. He says, wow, Led Zeppelin. When'd you start using that? Saw them in concert in 77 in Cincinnati. There you have it. Mm-hmm. We got some Van Halen mixed in there, too. I saw Van Halen in concert in 81 with the original lineup with Dave Lee Roth doing his thing. That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. I was about half deaf when I got out of there, too. They billed that as the world's loudest rock tour. And it was absolutely like there were times when I'm thinking being on the front row would just be painful. I see my ears would be bleeding if I'd been up there.
It did not disappoint.
No, it did not.
Yeah.
Michael from Taft, Tennessee says, I'd be willing to bet there's a lot of us, retired military, that if DeSantis and or another governor another governor to call for assistance in retrieving these people that would anyway, I think he's voice texting. What he's about to say is there's a whole bunch of us that would volunteer. Yes, indeed. I believe that to be true. Right side ruffians be lining up. Lou Ann from Huntsville says, Phil, I was a know-it-all when I was 18 and decided not to go to college after high school. After not being able to find any work, I decided to enlist in the Army. Bottom line, you get a huge sense of humility sitting in a foxhole along the Fulda Gap in winter and a huge sense of patriotism after learning I had a whole mess to learn about the world. Recommend these college know-it-alls get a similar education, maybe in the Middle East. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. And by the way, that means you Fulda Gap. Man, we don't hear about the Fulda Gap much anymore. Mm. But yeah, my dad was 11th Cav, and 11th Cav was the Fulda Gap stopgap measure back in the day. Anyway, thank you much, Luann from Huntsville. Marcus from Huntsville. As soon as we get reports that there were American hostages, Biden should have demanded they were returned within 24 hours. By the way, that's a great point. Boomer, have you seen the president call for the release of American hostages yet? Has that happened?
Ooh, I don't think I have. Have I?
Why would he not?
Surely. I'm going to look it up.
All right.
Because I haven't seen it, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, so Marcus from Huntsville is spot on. He said, within 24 hours, we should have had a demand that they be returned, or we're going to send in teams to come get them by any means necessary. No thoughts needed. No. Let me ask my puppet masters. He should have immediately responded with, we will not abandon our people. Man, Marcus. Okay, I'm saying Marcus from Huntsville for president. And I'm guessing you're probably not finding a story that says Biden demands Americans be returned safely.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Brian from Huntsville texted in. He says, Boomer McQueen, advertising being Bama fans on public media. Good luck getting or retaining a security clearance now.
Man.
Ha. That's awesome. All right. Listen, Frank from Huntsville just texted in and says, what were your thoughts on BLM supporting Hamas? My thoughts, I said it the other day. I want to know what liberal mayor Randall Woodfin, mayor of Birmingham, has to say about it now, because he was all for the idea of painting Black Lives Matter across the streets of Birmingham, and thought it was a cool idea. Does he support him now? I don't know, because, yeah, in case you didn't see it, BLM came out and support, as an organization, supports Hamas terrorists, and it's just awful. Badger from Athens says, happy birthday to the U.S. Navy. Happy Friday the 13th, he says. Brian from Decatur, let's look over how many of the 1 billion Muslims throughout the world are not listening to the call for jihad. I'm completely pro-Israel in every aspect. However, let's not blame the wrong people. Brian, you're right, and I don't think anybody on this show has said all Muslims are bad or all Muslims will answer that stupid call. I agree. There are some who will, and there are some who already have, but for the most part, yeah. I even said yesterday, I think it was, I've got friends that are Muslim, and they're appalled. Leanne from Huntsville. So off topic, but why are companies whose commercials were, I don't understand what you're telling me, Leanne, but it's off topic to the point that I can't even bother answering the question. I'm not sure what she's asking me about people who are running commercials on the show. I don't know. Scott from Boaz sent me a link that I'm not going to open for YouTube right now. It's Morgan from Fort Myers says, aren't most college students adults? Typically they are, legally, but they're not yet adulting in their minds.
Mm. Jim from Walker County, Alabama.
Yeah.
The only thing Biden has demanded is more ice cream.
Holy cow. Rich from Muscle Shoals says, I saw Van Halen 81. Yeah, it was pretty deafening at the BJCC. That's Rich. That's where I saw him. We were both there at the same concert. Appreciate you, Rich. Jim from Walker County is the one you just said. And then Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, I still see Ted Nugent for Speaker of the House. We'll get some stuff done for sure. That's Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. Last one for the break. Scott from Russellville. I was at that same event. Okay, now we're having a confab here. That's three of us. That's Scott and Rich and me. We're all at the same Van Halen concert back in the day. Just saying. I did enjoy myself there, by the way. And then Greg from Madison says, R don't have to cross over. If too many abstain from the vote, that changes the number needed by Dems. Okay, they better be aware. They better be aware. Okay, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back to put a lid on the week. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Winding down on a Friday. And I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Lots of games lined up for the weekend. I plan to go out tomorrow morning, do a little shooting with the Moms for Liberty group at Old South Clay's in Athens. So any of y'all that still want to show up, according to what Emily Jones said on the show the other day, you are still welcome to show up tomorrow morning by 08. To do some shooting at Old South Clay's with Moms for Liberty. So I just got a text from a brand new texter, brand spanking new in the text line, Brett from Coleman. He says, hey, Phil, just remember, you don't need a parachute to go skydiving once. You just need a parachute if you plan to go twice. Yeah.
Well,
so he's not wrong. So, the old joke when I was at airborne school, it's 3 weeks of training. The third week is jump week. You have ground week, tower week, and then jump week. And to get your wings, you have to jump 5 times. And the old joke was, I just got to land 4 times. On the 5th one, doesn't matter. I still get my wings. A little morbid, but there it is.
So on the jumps,
yeah.
The 5th, you said the 3rd week's the jump.
Yeah.
Do you jump all the same day, or is it all spread out through the whole
week? It's spread out throughout the week, and they it's got 5 jumps, but I think there was one day because we saw bad weather coming that they put us into 2 or 3 jumps in one day. But they try not to because, you know, you got a bunch of nervous, you know, airborne students, and you're doing what's called a mass tac jump. You're mass tactical. You're coming out with a whole bunch of you at one time, and you put that many chutes in the air with a bunch of newbies all trying to remember how to slip to the right, slip to the left, and
right.
Bad things can happen. So you just try to limit your exposure if you can. Right. But yeah, 5 jumps in 1 week. John from Huntsville, Boomer, Phil, and Stephanie Smith. Still got an A double plus for their fantastic performances. McQueen is obviously, he says, today's winner with an A triple plus. Perfection, he says. However, if she's ahead of me after this weekend of the Pick'em contest, it's going to be a lot harder for me to declare her the winner next week.
I was wondering. I figured it was either going to be McQueen or Stephanie.
Yeah.
It was a toss-up.
We can see what John does.
I get it.
If a female comes on the show, she automatically wins.
Yeah.
We know how things are. We see it. Kenny from Huntsville says, thank you, Phil, for all you do. Tell Boomer every Bama fan is an Auburn fan trying to get out. Oh, yeah. He also does point out, Kenny from Huntsville says, most Muslims are good people, but mainstream Muslims must become boisterously condemning of all terrorism. Until they do this in a united front, Islam will never be the religion of peace. And he says, remember the Battle of the Trench, 626 AD. So, yeah, I agree. Don't let them co-opt your religion. It's like saying, well, I don't like what they did in Congress either. Well, they're still your elected official. All right. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee was also at the concert. Wow. Okay. So how many of us were there?
A lot.
I think there's a whole bunch of us that were at Van Halen in the BJCC 1981. I think that was the Women and Children First Tour is what they call it. And I still remember, by the way, I was telling you during the break, when Dave Lee Roth sang Ice Cream Man.
Right.
He doesn't even play guitar. He's not known for guitar. He comes out with a giant popsicle-looking guitar and starts playing, I'm your ice cream man, and catch me when I'm passing by. That's a good one.
That's a good
song. All right, last piece I'll give you guys before we go, a little bit of news. So Ron DeSantis not only said that he was going to be ordering his staff to begin chartering flights to get Floridians out of Israel, which I think is awesome. He also, by the way, called for the state legislature of Florida to increase sanctions on certain nations to include Iran. They already have Senate Bill 264 that went into effect in July of this year that prevents countries like China from buying farmland in Florida. But he also wants a prohibition on investments into Iranian businesses and allowing contracts for them for finance, construction, shipping, ports, and more. So the countries of Iran, China, Russia, Cuba, North Korea, Venezuela, and Syria are looking at possibly some state sanctions from the state of Florida, which you'd be amazed how much international business is done with state governments. All right, folks, listen, you guys have an amazing weekend. Stay safe. Keep your eyes out there. Keep your powder dry. Keep your heads on a swivel. We'll be back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. Have an amazing weekend. We love you.